Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Stevie Dan bringing us back. I like that group, Stevie Dan, one of the great bands, and especially the guitar, lead guitar. What's that guy's name? I'm trying to think of his name. I'll think of it in a minute. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, and we got some great stuff there for you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos, listen to podcasts, hundreds, thousands, actually, of all those. Hundreds of videos, I guess, and thousands of podcasts, thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. It's all laid out there for you, real easy to get to. The homepage is pretty darn handy, I think, and helps you navigate what to get to what you need. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check out my newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, the poll question. Don't forget to take the poll question. We want to know what you think every week. We want to know. And if you subscribe to the newsletter, you get the poll question early. And the results of the last survey, too, by the way, which I want to talk about right now. As you know, after we take a poll question and we finalize it, I always write up a comment about it, about what you said and about why, my thoughts on your responses. So here goes, because the last time was about the vice presidential pick by the Republican Mitt Romney. Well, you know, it was one of the most widely speculated and most anxiously awaited announcements, wasn't it? In the past several months, people have been wondering who would Mitt Romney pick, who would he choose for his vice presidential running mate. I mean, even before the primaries were over, we were wondering about what was going on, during the time when it looked like he was probably going to win, but we didn't have it locked up yet, or he didn't have it locked up yet. You know, who would be his running mate? And people were bringing up all kinds of folks. The short list included, Rob Portman is the senator from Ohio, but the big one, probably the most prominent, was Marco Rubio of Florida, right? And occasionally, not as often, it seems like he wasn't always on the first one mentioned was Wisconsin's Congressman Paul Ryan. And each of these gentlemen had critical credentials politically and tactically, and that placed them on the short list. But Chris Christie was another one from New Jersey. I don't want to leave him out. Also, Bobby Jindal from Louisiana. You mentioned his name a lot. And a couple of the ladies were mentioned. But none of these had a longer list of pluses and minuses on their ballot sheet than Ryan. None of the group had more things that could be put down positively and negatively, things that the Democrats could use against them. Nobody had more of that than Paul Ryan did. So consequently, when Romney announced that Ryan was his choice, it was seen as bold and gutsy by some and suicidal by others, because the good congressman's thought leadership resulted in positions and proposals for how to get America's fiscal house in order that conservatives called him a hero, liberals called him dangerous, Republicans considered him one of the bright young stars and one of the leading voices of the Republican Party and of the conservative movement. Liberals took the other end, obviously. They thought he was dangerous. They thought his proposals went too far. As you know, they had the now infamous commercial where they showed depicted Ryan, pushing grandmother over the cliff, right? So we wanted to know what you thought about that. We asked our small business audience about this pick last week in our online poll. We asked this question. Mitt Romney has chosen Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his VP running mate. What do you think about this decision? Here's what we learned. 1 in 6 of you, about 18% of our respondents, said it was a bad choice for Romney, good choice for Obama. And a little more than about 11%, 1 in 10 allowed that it doesn't matter. The classic, it's the conventional wisdom, right? The VP candidate isn't important. That's the always been the things that people say over and over again, right? But the big group coming in at 71%, 7 out of 10, said, great choice. Romney will energize the GOP base and attract independents. Now, that's a little bit, that's the dangerous part, folks. Independents, how are, you know, independents are not exactly monolithic, right? I mean, they're independent for a reason. That means you can't really predict them. They might go Republican, they might go Democrat, they might be fiscally conservative, but socially liberal, or vice versa. Maybe the opposite, right? But there are two things that Romney's opponents are worried about with regard to Ryan. Here are the pluses for him. Number one, he's very smart. If you folks, when you listen to him, you can tell this is one crackerjack kid. He's got his stuff together. Very smart. Number two, he's very likable. Apparently, what you hear over and over again is even those who vehemently disagree with him, including the president, actually like him. President Clinton. There's a famous video that President Clinton seems to like him. So, since Ryan is from the state that hasn't helped a Republican president candidate since in 30 years, this choice can't be seen as a political strategy, as the Hispanic Floridian Rubio would have been. So, that means Ryan was a tactical choice based on substance, not positioning. So unlike 11% of our sample who discounted the VP impact, I predicted over the next 11 weeks, Ryan's participation will move the electoral needle. We just don't know which way, and we'll see over the next 11 weeks, won't we? It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.